The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Guys, we got to take this seriously.
I am. I'm ready to go.
This is sanctioned by the International Committee of Whining and Where It Is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't take this job lightly.
No, we don't.
Right. So the last couple of weeks, with the embarrassment that you listeners have put everybody through, everybody, you should be all ashamed of yourself.
Right.
Right. This week we change it.
Let's do it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. It's Wednesday. Excuse me. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. I already screwed it up. Let's go home. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whining, and we'll explain it in just a second if you're new to us. But before we get there,
what you got?
You can listen to Where They Whining, or you can watch three people scream at each other live on your phone or computer screen.
How do I do that?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is three.
Well, you're here just being a jerk.
Yeah, but sometimes I get screamed at.
Okay, that too.
I have to implement the rules, so I understand. I'm not always everybody's favorite. I get booed
here.
When
what
I step
this?
Up to the podium.
Heavy as the head.
Are you comparing yourself to Roger Goodell?
Maybe.
Okay. WCMF, the audit, WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube, or Twitch. On YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF. If you want to watch the live stream, which is brought to you by Three Heads Brewing, you can check out their new Caramel Apple Amber Ale.
That's a lot. That's just one beer?
Yeah, that's right. It's made right here with New York State apples and malted barley, and it tastes like fall in a glass.
Nice.
So go see our good buddies over at Three Heads Brewing with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. All right, here's how it works. I'm going to give the rules again just so everybody understands, so we don't have chaos factor
again. No confusion.
Again. Here we go. Kimmy's got a post on the neighborhood apps that you guys have been sending her. It's like Facebook for where you live.
Mm.
She removes street names. She removes town references. She then reads those posts out loud.
Okay.
And because there are little clues in there,
yeah.
And you and me and everyone that can hear us, we know every stereotype about every town, village, neighborhood in the greater Rochester area.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to figure out where they whine it. But there's one very important thing.
So what do I have to do?
You have to listen.
I always listen. And you have to listen.
Do not listen to Tommy because he's so stupid. He just makes things up in his head that he's convinced are real. And then people listen to that instead of listening to Kimmy's post. And then everything goes haywire.
I had three stars. Three stars.
I had three stars.
The most ever achieved in the break room. In the break room. Three stars. How many stars you got? Oon.
You go first.
Was that what it is?
Yes, that's first. Exactly what it is. You get to go first. You get the
I
first
didn't
pick.
Establish
you get
to pick. This, I didn't establish
no,
this
no, game. No, and then we changed it, and you became like such a crying bitch, and we had to switch back.
I never said a word.
You're like being held hostage by a three-year-old. All right. We got folks sitting on hold. Kimmy, are we ready to do this thing?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Right.
Need some advice on what to do about my current kitchen renovation.
Shut up!
My contractor is about halfway done and I'm absolutely hating it. He continues to give unwanted advice and sort of just does what he wants or what he thinks is best. I don't always agree, but I try to trust his advice because he's the expert. Well, it's starting to look like maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. My style is more modern, and he turns down all my ideas, telling me they won't work in my home. Then he substitutes those ideas for more dated finishes. He deflects when he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Like, really, who doesn't know what a farmhouse sink is?
Oh.
This guy, apparently. I don't want to throw him under the bus and name him. He's a nice person. But it's clear we made a huge mistake and he is in over his head. He might be good for a small job, but not an entire kitchen reno.
This person's a douche.
We took the advice of
big
a family
time.
Member.
Reno.
We took the advice of a family member and hired a friend of theirs to do the job instead of really doing our research. That's on us. That being said, I think it's time to part ways with this individual before he implements more of his style and ideas. So please leave your recommendations below. Links to examples of their past work are now a requirement at this point.
252 WCMF 252-9263. Tommy, there's a lot there.
There's a lot there, but it's all in one area.
Oh, is it?
Oh, you know that, man.
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing a lot of high-end sink talk.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
A farmer's sink.
Interesting. farmhouse sink. Not a
farmer's
sink.
No, it's called a farmer's sink.
Well, this person said farmhouse sink.
What's a farmer's sink look like?
So it's an under-the-counter sink.
Shut up, you douchebag. Speaking
and
of
then it extends out from the cabinet.
Okay, I don't care.
I know because I bought one.
No, you didn't buy one. You stood there while your wife bought one.
Yeah. You agreed.
Yeah, okay. No, he didn't. He stood there while his wife bought one.
So this is a sink douche. This is a remodel douche.
Okay.
It's a lady, obviously. So this is a female.
Mm-hmm.
It's high end.
Okay.
She's dropping big bank, and she wants it her way.
Well, yeah, because it's her thing.
Hey, I get it, man. I get it. But this is East Side all the way.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
So where? Yes.
I have an idea.
Oh, do you?
Are you going to say it?
I have two.
Oh, you got two?
I got two, but you can only pick one.
I'm going to go with Brighton.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Why Brighton?
It's the feel I got. A lot of remodels going on over there. When I drive through Brighton, there is a ton of remodeling going on right now in that area.
Now, Kimmy, one of my favorite parts of the town of Brighton are the farms. Like the farmhomes in Brighton.
Do you know what a farm sink is?
It said farmhouse.
Yeah, you know, farmhouse sink.
But that's a sink.
Farm
it has nothing to do with an actual
sink.
Farm.
Okay, I understand.
He doesn't know.
I understand. Are you seriously? He doesn't know about the farmhouse.
Oh, excuse me. Houses are full of Japanese appliances.
But the farmhouse sink.
They don't have Japanese farm sink.
No, that's a true story. I have appliances because we have bought our house from a Japanese family. They don't have English on them, and I don't know how they work, and we can never get them fixed.
I have a farm sink. It's just a standard name for a sink.
Take farm out of it. There was one very valuable thing that you seemed to not listen to
you
at the end of that post. No, here's the thing. Because he listens for 20 seconds and he's gone. He's out in space. He's looking for his moon Rolex.
Kimmy, what do you think they're washing steer balls in that thing?
Kimmy, it clearly says in there that they used a family member's recommendation. Yeah. Someone that they knew.
Right. Yes, we took the advice of a family member and hired a friend of theirs to do the job.
People on the east side don't do that. They do not. No, you'll take recommendations. You won't hire friends of family. That is a purely West Side thing.
And you're going Italian. No, you go right. You're thinking
I'm not going Italian.
Italian.
I didn't say Italian because this town is not known for Italians, but it is West Side. I'm going back to back. I'm going back to back because I was so close last week.
You're screwing up, buddy.
They whining in Hilton. It's West Side enough to take the recommendations.
You're getting hung up on that goddamn sink.
I will admit, I got stuck on the farm sink.
Farm sinking is the laugh for me. All right.
That being said, no East Sider would take the recommendation of we know these people personally.
You think like there's no family connections on the East Side?
No, you guys don't have families. You eat each other's young. Am I wrong? Nobody spoke up?
All right, I'm sticking with my Brighton roots.
Yeah, no, you can't change it. And by the way, you're not confident because you said you had two towns.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time before you disqualify yourself. We'll wait for that.
What do you mean?
Stupid dumbass. You're back into it by accident.
No.
Now, keep in mind, Kimmy, you said that if somebody calls and picks his other town, if he says, that's the other one I like, that's a disqualification.
Yep. So be careful what you say.
But I had to say that.
Or something close.
Well, yeah, like you can't say, oh, that's a good, or
no.
You can't say that's a winner.
No, I won't.
Or that's my other pick.
All right, I won't.
Okay.
Or imply that.
All right.
There was one rule and one rule only. As we are getting at here, you get one town. You pick one town.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on hold and you hear someone else say your town before, you got two options. Hang up the phone, try again next week. We won't be mad at you. Or pick another town.
All right.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to go, but then I went, you have been disqualified and the commissioner has all final calls. Are we ready? All right, women have been disappointing us the last couple of weeks, but I want to give them another shot.
All right, ladies.
So we're going to start with a lady pick, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Cassandra. Cassandra, where are they whining?
Brockport.
Why Brockport?
I don't know. Just pick Brockport.
Okay, you've been on hold for 10 minutes. You can't give me a better than...
I don't know. Brockport.
You got to give me some... Wait, what did you hear that said Brockport?
Nothing really, but
okay.
I had to pick Brockport.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Was there another town you were thinking?
Maybe.
What was it?
Can't say that.
Oh, I got you down the road, Cassandra.
He's a sharp one.
We got you for Brockport. Thank you. I love how you're not going to outsmart me, says woman who just randomly picked a town after sitting on hold for 10 minutes. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Webster.
Why Webster?
Because Webster's like the kind of place where I would not only have a nice farmhouse kitchen to go with the brand new raspberries that I'm going to grow, but also my electric's going to be underground, so I don't have to worry about getting electrocuted or anything.
Barbara, you know, I... Oh, oh.
Right.
If you were going to pick an east side town where you would take a recommendation of a friend who had a family member, mm-hmm. Webster would be it. Because we have said that Webster is Greece of the east side.
Yes, right? Greece of the east.
So it's not the worst pick.
All right.
Not the worst pick. Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining?
I'm thinking Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
Everybody knows everybody in Irondequoit.
It's tight-knit.
Yeah, but I heard that there are...
Older homes you're going to remodel.
I heard that you can't fit any more sinks in Irondequoit.
Why is that?
Because the town's full. Okay.
Who cleans those sinks?
Well, the wives clean the sinks for the husbands.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So, Marty, you're just going based on west side stereotypes that could also apply to another east side town.
You could say that.
Okay. Mm. All right, Marty. Mm. We got you, buddy, for Irondequoit. Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
They're whining in Fairport.
Why Fairport?
Fairport because I feel like it's a tight-knit village, and there's a lot of money there.
Oh, yeah. They got the money.
Yeah. Well, how much does a farm sink cost?
A lot.
Like what? Oh, you want to say you want to come at me all about like yeah.
They can run over a grand.
No, you're paying $1,000 for a sink, you idiot.
I didn't.
Why are you so dumb?
My wife did. You think my wife's dumb?
No, I said you. I said why are you so dumb?
Hey, honey, Patrick, buy me $1,000.
Alex, are you from Fairport?
No, I'm from the west side.
Oh, that was close, Alex. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's work another woman in here.
Okay.
What do we say?
Squeeze her in.
Well, we want to give as many chance for you ladies to redeem yourself as possible. Unfortunately, she's not going to be the one. Mm. Christine's on CMF. Hey, Christine, where are they whining?
Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because Henrietta has such old houses, everybody's trying to sell in Henrietta, so they're trying to modernize.
Okay, all right. So you realize, because I know that you live in Henrietta based on the things that you've said about me and you know, and you and all the things we do together, right?
That's right.
You've picked Henrietta several times, and the fact that you just keep picking Henrietta because you live in Henrietta makes me feel like there's no chance this hits, Christy.
I don't always pick in Henrietta, by the way, just to be, you know, you should know that.
Okay.
Yeah, you of all people, Pat.
Cool floaties. Look at them fly. Remember that one?
I mean, it was a while ago, Christine. I talked to a lot of Christines. I don't really.
No. It's all right. I hope your crush calls you or texts you this time and says, you know, going to come to the reunion. Has she called you? Has she texted you
yet? Well, no, we didn't go to high school together. We went to elementary school together. But if there is an elementary school reunion.
I forgot about that story.
For Mrs. Bennett's kindergarten class. Wow. Damn sure I'll be there with a tie on. Christine, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's take one more call before we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Sophie.
Cody actually getting to play this week because he didn't know you only get one phone call.
I think that was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, he got very mad at Kimmy because she wouldn't let him on.
I didn't get mad.
He was very mad. Mad Cody. I'm Cody.
In my defense, you told the caller whining didn't count once. So, but we know now. We're good.
All right, Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Mendon.
Shut up, Cody.
Okay, listen. Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing tight-knit friends and family.
Okay.
Most small town.
Yeah.
I'm hearing old farmhouse.
Okay.
Not in the city, probably an older farmhouse, more out in the countryside, you know, Mendon.
Okay.
I'm hearing money, but not too much money. Because if you had, ungodly amounts of money, you would have it professionally done. You wouldn't care. But you're trying to go under the table. You're trying to save a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. So I'm here in Mendon.
Under the sink.
It's under the S.
Under the sink. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, take that. Cody was like a joke. Cody thinks you suck. All right, Cody, we got you from Mendon, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, stop standing on the side of the highway.
Can I, or encourage him to, can I just say real quick, you know, we've had a couple of calls where people are like, you know, it's a close-knit town, and then they pick an east side town. Mm. There are no close-knit east side towns.
Yeah, that's where you're wrong.
Really?
You don't spend any time over there.
I know you.
They're good folk.
No. Yes, you're great folk.
You're going to base the entire east side of this community on my douchiness?
No, I know some other east side folk.
The douchey guys that I hang out with.
Close-knit is you're willing to do something for your neighbor.
You sacrifice, man.
Yeah. And all the East Side does, I mean, sure, you all know everybody, right? You all talk about each other's drama behind each other's backs.
Right. That makes you close.
And then you call the town on each other because your garbage can is out 2 hours past what the date is supposed to be, right? And then you make rules because your neighbor can't have an Airbnb because...
we don't want trash.
There's no close-knit towns on the East Side. So I feel like the East Side, if you're going to go close-knit, is the wrong place to be.
So it's a close-knit farm town with good farmhouse sink.
Hilton. 252 WCMF. All right, let's get a reread from Kimmy for the folks that are just joining us before we go back to the phones.
Need some advice on what to do about my current kitchen renovation. My contractor is about halfway done, and I am absolutely hating it. He continues to give unwanted advice and sort of just does what he wants or what he thinks is best. I don't always agree, but I trust his advice because he's the expert. Well, it's starting to look like maybe he doesn't know what he's doing. My style is more modern, and he turns down all my ideas, telling me they won't work in my home. Then he substitutes those ideas for more dated finishes. He deflects when he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Like, really, who doesn't know what a farmhouse sink is? This guy, apparently.
I don't know what a farmhouse sink is.
I don't want to throw him under the bus and name him. He's a nice person, but it's clear we made a huge mistake and he is in over his head. He might be good for a small job, but not an entire kitchen reno. We took the advice of a family member and hired a friend of theirs to do the job instead of really doing our research. That is on us. That being said, I think it's time to part ways with this individual before he implements more of his style and ideas. So please leave your recommendations below. Links to examples of their past work are a requirement at this point.
There's another reason you know it's a Westsider.
What was that?
Because she admitted she made a mistake. That was
look
on
at you,
am
man.
I wrong? Am I wrong?
East Side, you all suck. You got no family, got no friends, you got no opinions that are worth a damn.
I love how you tell me that everyone that lives on the West Side is a teenage mother with a heroin addiction, but I make actual points about what I see. How dare you? 252 WCMF. Tommy is in Brighton. I'm in Hilton. Cassandra in Brockport, because, you know.
Yeah.
Barbara is in Webster, which is the Greece of the West, or of the East
Greece
Side.
Greece of the East.
Marty is in Irondequoit. Alex is in Fairport. Christine is in Henrietta. Cody is in Mendon. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're giving the ladies all the cracks we can give them.
Let's crack them.
Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, where are they whining?
Hey, I'm going to go with Old Reliable and say Spencerport.
Okay. Why Spencerport?
Because I feel like everybody's, like, trying to, like, update their house, but they do still want to keep that, like, farmhouse feel out there.
All right. You want to try the word reliable again one more time? I feel like I let that go, and maybe you want to give another run at the word reliable.
Old reliable.
Okay. Oh, no, I just want, Alex, I'm looking
You're
out for
such
you.
A dick.
No, what are you talking about? I'm just looking out for Alex. What? I'm trying to be nice.
You guys caught me off guard. I was eating my fruit.
What are you eating, Alex? What kind of fruit?
Strawberries and pineapple. No raspberries, unfortunately.
That's such a Spencerport fruit, bro.
But she might be allergic.
You think so, yeah.
Maybe. They make her mouth hurt.
All right, so Alex, the Spencerport resident who we've talked to before, who's done a great job of pushing down her Spencerport douchiness as she's gotten older.
All right.
We've got you for Spencerport.
Thanks. Oh, and by the way, I tried to tweet at you last week, and the reason why it was Spencerport last week is because of the old saying that you always say.
Why is that?
The douchebags in Spencerport.
Okay. All right. No. Again, not the adults. Just when you're kids, you're douchebags. You grow out of it. All right. You grow out of it. Alex, thank you for your douchey call. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get to whining according to Luke.
Oh.
He's on CMF. Luke, where are they whining, buddy?
Greece.
Why Greece?
I know a lot of contractors out in Greece, so it sounds like it might be one of them. So I figure it's got to be Greece.
All right, bro, there's got to be 5,000 contractors in this town, Luke.
Yeah, there is, but I know a lot of them. I'm in the contracting crew, and I know a lot of the people out in Greece, the contractors out there.
Luke, how do you know this isn't you?
It could be. Hopefully not.
I might suck. I don't know. Luke, we got you for Greece, buddy. Thank you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, where are they whining, buddy?
Out in Hamlin.
Oh, come on, Joe. What are you doing? You're goddamn Hamlin.
I don't know. I don't know if Joe just took a bunch of people's picks, but everybody just
was everybody waiting to take Hamlin?
I don't know.
Why Hamlin, Joe?
There's a lot of farmland out there. They want to fit in.
You want to take cool? Because that's what I was saying.
You're getting hung up on that goddamn sink.
It's your fault.
Your fault he's picking Amblin.
No, like, by the way.
All you talk about is a sink.
All I'm going to say, I'm going to say this. I'm going to guess the majority of people listening to this show were unaware that a farmhouse sink was not a type of sink, but a sink you would put in a farmhouse.
I didn't know until I bought one with my wife.
Okay,
never heard
of shut up. Quit being so smug about it,
but
East
I'm trying
prick.
To warn you. Don't get hung up on the goddamn sink.
It's not just the sink, man. It's everything else.
But it ain't no Hamlin Farm sink.
No, I agree with you. We're in unison here that Joe's pick was really dumb and Joe wasted everybody's time.
Joe.
And he should be ashamed of himself. But
you're a good man.
Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
Thank
of the
you.
Day.
You're welcome.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263R. We're waiting on Kimmy to come back here real quick. She's now being chatted up by the listeners. Hey, I just want to show you to Bill Gray's. Want to see you look awfully pretty this week. Let's take one more. 252-WCMF, 252-9263 before we get to our, as we call them, the closer.
Oh, yes.
Annie, where are they whining? Annie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I didn't know you were talking to me. They are whining in Victor.
Why Victor?
Because Victor always has money to renovate everything they have.
Okay.
And there is some farmland in Victor, but I think because of the cost of the kitchen remodel, they're going to pay another contractor this more money to fix what the other contractor did. So I'm going purely on a financial side of it.
Okay.
You're so goddamn wrong, woman. You don't know your ass from a farm sink. You should buy a farm sink and go sit in it and think about what you just said on the radio.
Good pick and you know it. You know it's a good pick.
Go soak your ass.
Andy, you don't sound confident, though. Was there another town you were thinking?
Nope, you're not going to catch me, baby.
Annie, keep it tight.
Tight Annie. No, we already got a tight
Annie. Little Annie from Cornhill.
Oh, is this our girl?
This is Annie.
Oh,
hey! Annie,
long tight little Annie from Cornhill.
Long time no talk. Great to talk to you. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. Bye bye. Right,
there goes Annie. We'll take one more before we get to Ben 252 WCMF. Steve has got the last word before Ben. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going with Victor.
Say it again. Oh, Steve, it was the last one. It was the most recent pick. You're the worst caller ever, Steve. Bye, Steve.
Did he just say he was on the phone while on the phone?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did say that. Okay. I was on the phone. He disqualified himself and then cursed, so we had to dump him. That is the worst caller. It's like puking on yourself while you pass
out. Game. Steve has called before.
Okay. 252 WCMF. We'll wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend. A lot of man.
Oh, yeah.
Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
How are you guys doing?
Great. Good to hear from you.
I'm going to go. You guys are going to hate me because I pick it all the time. I'm going with Canandaigua because they got the fine mix of everything there. You got your has-beens and your whatever. I can't think of the word. It's been a messed up morning. Anyways, so you got the people that are trying to sell their houses, and then there's also contractors that live out there. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Canandaigua.
Okay. All right. That was
every
great,
week.
It was a great call, Ben. Great call.
Not every week.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, like every other week.
Not every week. Okay. He's got to go. His buddy's truck's burning oil. It costs him just as much as he can.
Exactly.
Bye, Ben. I love how Ben's like, it's been a crazy month. Like, we have to be here. This is our jobs. He could take a day off.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to be like,
No, it'd be fine. Yeah, no, he's going to hold it against you, Ben.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It was much more civilized this week than it was the last two.
Mm-hmm.
We only had one disqualification, and then Steve cursed again. 252-WCMF. Tommy's in Brighton. I'm in Hill. Cassandra's in Brockport. Barbara's in Webster. Marty is in Irondequoit. Alex, Lady Alex. She's out in Fairport. Christine is in Henrietta. Cody's in Mendon. Alex is in... Wait, no, that was Lady Alex. Dude Alex is in Fairport. Lady Alex is in Spencerport. The Gospel According to Luke pick Greece. Joe is in Hamlin on account of the farms out there. Tight little Annie from Cornhill. She's in Victor. Steve disqualified himself, cursed, and then he probably took his penis out. We can't see him. And then Ben is in Canandaigua. Kimmy, are we ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, she said ooh.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Oh, it's not good.
Come on. Let's do it.
What'd you have?
Kimmy, right?
I forgot.
You killed me for five minutes and you can't remember the town I
picked. Where?
Yes, I do.
What was it? What town was
Whining.
It? He doesn't remember the town.
You don't remember what Pat picked?
But he's about to hear it again.
Hey, can we figure out what other town Tommy wanted to pick? Doesn't count.
I was thinking of Parrington.
Parrington. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's dumber than Hamlin, but...
Well, it doesn't matter anyways, because we missed again this week.
Come on!
Oh, what happened, buddy?
What happened to you, stupid? You had two picks, and you missed both of them, dumbass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We got close. We got really close.
13, 14
Who got
picks.
Close? Who got close?
I'm not sure who's the closest, but we got around the
what
area.
What do you do with this, buddy? Me, I won.
I do that when I'm close to your mom.
What?
How would that
What's
even...
wrong
Why
with
I tell
mom?
What I want.
I don't think
I have a lot of questions. No, but yeah,
that's
a stupid
thing. Yeah, but you said you.
Yeah,
were
that's
doing
what
it.
You do.
No,
let's get to the answer.
It's called sign language.
I don't know what sign it was. They whining in China.
That's me.
What'd you have?
Hilda.
You had
not even close.
No.
It's way closer than
no.
Brighton.
Way close. You're on
no.
the right
Didn't
side.
Somebody,
but
somebody
you ain't
picked Spencer Port.
Yeah,
they don't even touch.
And Brockport's got to be close-ish.
Close.
Either way.
Between the two of us, you picked two towns, and I think even if you doubled the length of Hilton to Chila, I still would beat you with how far
you
are.
But you still lost. A loss is a loss.
Is a loss
we
a
all lost again.
Everyone listening to him speak lost every day. I lose a day every day.
I'll keep talking.
Good. Just keep talking.
Until you disappear.
Congratulations to no one. We failed again.
Oh, God.
Great job.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You know, we're drinking more than we ever have as Americans.
Yeah, and well, there's more of us.
And at the same time, there's fewer people than ever drinking. And proof of that is not only in this month here, but all the other months that people are using to wean themselves off alcohol. And there is another astonishing number in this study.
What's going on?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. 1 in 10 Americans say they are currently doing a sober October.
Sober?
10% of American adults. That's what?
Sober October is soft sober.
Sober. Sober. It already rhymes. October. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Sober October, that would be not drinking for the month of October. And this is a new one for me, Kimmy, because I'm familiar with dry January.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with no drink November.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Really?
I've never heard of
no drink November.
I thought we talked about
no
it.
No shave November.
No, I understand there's no shaving sometimes, too. No, we talked about it last year.
No, I thought it's something in February.
We did.
No.
February is another one. But we did a discussion last year about people that weren't drinking in November and how hard it would be for your family being around on Thanksgiving not having any alcohol.
Right. Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay, well. I guess I'll just hold this show up on my shoulders.
Are we talking, we're saying sober is in like just booze or like
alcohol? It's just alcohol.
Oh, okay. Just alcohol.
I wonder how many people are substituting that with other things.
Well, that's actually a great question based on the other information we have right now. So we told you 1 in 10 Americans are not drinking in October. Mm. They're doing sober October. It turns out that almost 4 in 10 Americans currently don't drink at all.
So who's hitting all the booze?
That's a good question.
And all these craft beer bars.
So like almost half of the country in the month of October will not be drinking. And it doesn't make sense because like you said, there's more drinking going on in America than ever.
So I did see like where the younger set, they're not drinking anymore. And they're even going out to like wine country like here and especially out in California and doing wine country tours. They go there for the ambiance of the countryside and stuff, but they don't drink the wine.
So you bring
which
that
which kind of puts wine country out of business.
You bring that up. Well, no, you can buy grapes. You bring that up. We talked about this bar that was opening a couple of weeks ago. And
it was not an alcohol bar. Right?
Alt bar, it's called. Yeah. And it's funny because they refer to it as people living a sober or sober curious lifestyle, which anytime you don't have a beer in your hand, aren't you living a sober, curious lifestyle?
We used to call it dry drunk. Like you're not drinking, but you're kind of hanging out. You got like a non-alcoholic beer. We call it dry drunk.
So to you, the point you just made, they did a poll on the number of Americans that are curious about a sober lifestyle. And like, why do we call it a sober lifestyle? Can't we just call not drinking? Like it doesn't have to be a thing. Like, if
I guess it's easier to say I'm sober than to, like, because if you say I'm not drinking, well, does that mean I'm not drinking today or you're not drinking in general?
Okay, when I hear I'm sober, mm-hmm. I hear someone who has struggled with alcohol and stopped drinking.
You have an addiction.
And I respect that. Like, okay, I understand there's a term for that. If you tell me I'm sober and you just stop drinking, it kind of makes you sound like a dude.
Okay.
Kind of makes you sound like a dude. Like, you're trying to give yourself a label, you know, I just, I don't drink. I don't drink, right? But the number of Americans, according to this poll, who were at least curious about a sober lifestyle has doubled since the pandemic began 4 years ago. 40% of Americans are now sober curious, as they put it. Get out of my face.
So are you kind of drinking?
No, they're looking into they're looking into what life would be like without alcohol.
Because I'm thinking about becoming 6'2". Just kind of curious what that would be.
There are people that stop drinking.
Yeah, like
you will never be over 5'4".
And I will never stop drinking.
I know. Again, every time we talk about this, Kimmy, he takes it as like a personal
slight. I know you do.
I know why you do these things.
I was surprised by the numbers.
No, he's not saying he does it.
I'm not doing it. I'm not telling you to stop doing it. I'm surprised that this month, almost half the country won't be drinking.
That's just, I can't imagine that many people that stop.
Well, it doesn't mean they're successful doing it. It just means they're trying it. You know what I mean? Because you may do it for like a week or two and think, I can't last any longer.
But Kimmy, are you surprised to learn that 4 in 10 Americans don't drink at all?
I think that that could be them substituting, you know, marijuana or something for those things. California sober, as they call it.
Look at Palm Springs over here.
Oh, yeah, big time. It's left coast.
So like I think maybe they, or maybe they stop. Maybe it could be just a health thing, too. Like, I want to lose some weight or, you know, I don't.
Need a
may
salad.
Not be so much about the drinking itself or getting drunk.
Well, let's get into that. So you bring up the health aspect. Mm-hmm. There have been studies recently over the last couple of years that have talked about how, like, you know, the famous headline you see probably every 6 months, there is no safe amount of alcohol. Right. Like, any amount of alcohol. Like, there was that argument, you know, red wine's good for blah, 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 blah. And then there's a contradictory study. But we've been seeing the bad studies more than the good studies.
And the ability to Google those things could also scare people off.
Very scary.
I also have noticed, too, and sorry, you finished your point in a second. Newer drinks that are coming out are like marketed as like healthier, less sugar, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's like lighter drinks that are being marketed towards you.
Which is funny because, fun fact, and this is a scientific fact, if you mix alcohol with Diet Coke, it gets you drunk faster.
Right.
I don't know what the science behind it is. You can Google it, Kimmy, if you want to figure it out.
Get you there in half the time.
But I also am curious with this younger generation now drinking far less than I did, you did, whatever. Does that have to do with watching our parents drink?
Probably has a lot to do with it.
But I mean, Kimmy, did the generation of parents, because I'm trying to figure out, these would be people who are now in their early 20s, which means their parents are between like 40 and 50.
Mm-hmm.
Was there that much of an alcohol problem in America at that point?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
It's pulled back from the 50s. Mm-hmm. You got to admit that.
Yeah, but like, the 50s and 60s, smoking and drinking was very glamorous. The movie stars did it. It was in all the movies, like lighting a lady's cigarette, drinking Manhattans and martinis. It looked sexy and fun.
Okay.
And maybe that kind of went away with how alcohol appears to, like, your daughters see alcohol now in TV shows and, you know, the things they take in social media.
You could also be more exposed to information about the effects of drinking.
And you could just see some ugly stuff at your house.
Yeah, that could be part
of
it,
house.
Maybe.
Could I throw out one more theory?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Did DARE finally work?
No. Did your kids go through DARE?
No, but I mean, this generation now that's becoming like this Gen Z generation, which, you know, we forget.
But
now,
I don't remember.
They're in their mid-late 20s now.
But I remember DARE being way more about like hardcore drugs.
No, there was
than
an alcohol
was.
Thing.
Yeah, but do you remember that? I don't remember being scared from drinking a beer because of the DARE program.
Well, I mean, again, with my family, there was nothing that was going to scare me out of drinking a beer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like,
It's got to be your own personal experience seeing your family, extended family going through some stuff. Because don't forget, like, my generation, they were alcoholics, but it just wasn't talked about.
Well, but even that, like, you know, again, going through stuff is perspective, because, like, my family, we can drink. Mm-hmm. And I grew up watching, like, a ton of drinking, and I guess by definition it would be alcoholism, mm-hmm. but it was never a problem. Like,
no.
I never felt scared. It was never, like, inappropriate to me. And I told you, like, the first experience I had drinking in front of other people, where I had, like, 3 beers in 20 minutes, they were like, whoa. And I was like, well, this is...
This is how we do.
This is how you drink beer, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. So, like, even the idea, like you saw some stuff, you may not know that that was
bad,
inappropriate.
Yeah.
So that would that have kept you? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing's strange. So we'll wrap this up with the knowledge that if half of the country is not drinking in October, the people who are looking into a sober lifestyle have doubled since 2020. Yet we are still drinking more than we ever have as a country. It means that the top percentage of drinkers, which is always carry drinking,
the bloated livers,
may have kicked it into overdrive even more the last couple of years.
They're floating the boat, literally.
But more so than they were, which is insane.